And I've got a leaked email. Vic Roads, as you know it, is finished. This will cost jobs. I can't see how that can be avoided. It will affect significantly how you handle your licensing and registrations. What I really hope is this is not another case of a Fines Victoria. They changed the systems in a similar way a year down the track there, and it is still a disaster. People being mucked around, costing them money, costing us millions of dollars. Well, is that the future for VicRoads? There are certainly concerns. I got a leaked email sent yesterday afternoon to all VicRoads staff. Now, you don't need to read far between the lines to see VicRoads, as we know it, is finished. Their main job, registration and licensing services, is going to a body called Service Victoria. Now, the government, I believe, has spent $42 million setting this up initially. It's probably more now. The minister gave some details in Parliament. Nobody noticed or really understood it. This leaked memo puts it into context. In this email, VicRoads chief executive to all staff, Michael Maloof, says the minister has acknowledged, outlining the change, it will be significant and complex. Significant and complex. That worries me. He says the impact on staff will be front and foremost in the minds of management. Front and foremost. That's a bad sign for staff. And then this quote. This has gone out yesterday from the head of VicRoads. At this stage, we don't have the detail. We will certainly communicate as often and openly as we can. Unquote. VicRoads in trouble. VicRoads is gone, really. The minister yesterday told Parliament VicRoads did 26 million transactions a year. Well, this new mob, New Service Victoria, did 50,000 last year. Are they ready to do 26 million? The minister says the VicRoads system has failed, has let people down, and this is the answer. She says VicRoads will now focus on running the road network. Well, that's not going to take all the staff they've got now. By any definition, this is cutting the ground out from VicRoads, changing it massively. So is it that bad to deal with, VicRoads? Are they that incompetent? Licensing, registration, 96900 693 13 13 32. If you work in VicRoads, have you got the message? The jobs are going. My concern here is really because of the disaster that's Fines Victoria. I simply don't trust them to get this right. Now, I hope I'm wrong. We can't afford more horribly expensive and destructive bureaucratic calamities. But is VicRoads that bad? 96900 693 13 13 32. Anything else you'd like as well, give me a call now.